Stevens. The powerful storms that left at least three people dead in Mississippi are on the move, bringing blizzard conditions to Nebraska and parts of southern Minnesota. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 114 points. The Nasdaq is off 160. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Aberdeen police have arrested two men on drug and gun charges. Darnell Mitchell and Riyadh Carter were taken into custody after police carried out a search warrant at a hotel in the 700 block of West Bel Air Avenue. Police say they recovered more than 2 ounces of suspected crack cocaine, fentanyl caps, about 40 grams of marijuana, a handgun, and nearly $7,000 in cash. And Baltimore County is holding its first ever County Connect pop-up career fair today. The event is featuring 16 county departments hiring for positions in public safety, health and human services, economic development, recreation administration, and more. Attendees have an opportunity to engage with hiring managers from each department, chat with economic and workforce development team members about job search strategies, and receive resume advice. The career fair goes until 2 at the Armory in Towson. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know! Ugh! What am I gonna do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Orioles news wasn't great from Sarasota yesterday. Neither Gunnar Henderson nor Andrew Kittredge expected to return this spring. Opening day for both now in doubt. Henderson with an intercostal strain. It's not a waterway. It's a muscle in the ribs that helps you breathe, so that's important. And Kittredge with inflammation in his left knee, he shut down for the foreseeable future. And then on the field, Grayson Rodriguez started in a 5-2 win over the Twins, and in his own words, felt pretty sluggish, a noticeable drop in velocity, lasted only 1 1/3. And how about this call on Caps Radio? Caps and Rangers last night tied at 2 in overtime.
Now the Capitals cut it the other way. 2-on-1, Strome and Wilson. Into the zone, Strome down low, they score! It's Tom Wilson with the overtime game-winning goal! A tip from the side of the goal crease! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, New York!
Caps Radio play-by-play man John Walton with the call on the Caps Radio Network. Great call, great game. 3-2 Washington over New York at Madison Square Garden. Coming up in 30 minutes, a good get for the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet stretch of weather through the weekend. A windy day, though, today, with gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the winds ease up. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 49 degrees in Bel Air, 42 in Halthorpe, and 40 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Got a lot of people weighing in here. If you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the federal government cut funding for sanctuary cities? Still, 95% of you say yes, 5% say no. Look, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We spoke to our delegate Matt Morgan earlier about House Bill 1554, which was introduced by Delegate David Moon. Yes, the same delegate that we spoke about a few weeks ago, because he wants a three-day work week. It is just too difficult to get to Annapolis for 90 days out of the year. Remember, this isn't like they have the job all year round. It's 90 days out of the year. It's a 90-day work session. But for some reason, getting to Annapolis, those 90 days, which, again, these people campaigned for these offices, right? It is an honor and a privilege to serve, right? That's what they say. But they don't want to really serve. They don't want to really be there. This is what gets me. It's like, you know, and I said this before. Remember when I was talking about former Speaker Paul Ryan? I really did not like Paul Ryan at all. You know, when he came out, when he was like, you know, part of the swamp and very establishment, I was not shocked at all. Because he gave that vibe, even when I was on Capitol Hill, I think I noted. He was so smug, so arrogant. And, you know, we would have people come in for all the tours. And, of course, there's like all these students. They were like, oh, my gosh, it's Speaker Ryan. And da, da, da. You know, the kids want to meet him and take pictures. He would not do it. He was such a jerk. Such a jerk. Meanwhile, you have people there with much larger names who would be like, you know, like Speaker John Boehner. He would be like, hey, kids. He would actually drop in and say, what's up, everybody, at the back of like a tour line. And everybody would be like, oh, my God. And, you know, of course, they're taking pictures with him. So it's like the bigger name people will be like sweethearts. And then here you've got people like Paul Ryan, who's like a smug, arrogant jerk. But I say this because if you recall, to be the speaker, he ended up jumping in last minute, because this is when Speaker Kevin McCarthy, remember, he had an affair or something like that. And so he had to jump out of the race. That was still so crazy, wasn't it? The woman that he had an affair with, she was a member of Congress, yet she had to resign from her post altogether. And Kevin McCarthy, he still stayed in his seat. He was just like, oh, yeah, no, I probably shouldn't be speaker right now. Yeah, the rules for men versus women. One day we're going to have this conversation. I swear to you, because it is so, the double standard kills me when it comes to these things, okay? The double standard kills me, whether it's like, you know, the way that you look, how many pictures you post, how many videos you post, right? Like Gavin Newsom, Wes Moore, I talked about them in the morning drive. They're both really good looking guys. They post selfies and videos and all these things all day long. You go in their comment section and no one's saying that they're vain. They're just like, hey, get back to work. Or, hey, enough with this, you know, this would get back to work. If a woman posts that many selfies or videos, you go in the comment section and it's, oh, you think you're cute? Oh, you're full of yourself? Oh, can you stop being like, it's totally different. Totally different. I had to defend our new DHS secretary the other day, actually, on X. Because here's this guy, Elijah Schaefer. He's like, he's been at Turning Point events, but he's, you know, he's a little bit older or whatever. Well, anyways, you know, she was with ICE, and they were making some arrests. And I can't remember if she was in Boston. I think she was in Boston, because they were going back and forth to New York City and Boston. Well, they're making an arrest. It's like in the middle of the night. She has on, like, her ICE outfit, right? It's like the same thing that the ICE guys are wearing. They've got the bulletproof vest. and the fatigues. But I knew why she had it, because, again, they were doing this in the middle of the night. They were getting these illegal immigrants in the middle of the night. Well, anyways, she had on the same outfits as the actual ICE officers, which made sense. But they were blasting her because there, you know, she had on her hat, but her hair was curled and she had on makeup. And they were like, oh, you want to look cute? Oh, are you cosplaying ICE agents? Are you this? Are you that? And I'm like, and I actually had a comment. I'm like, if you look at any picture or any time you ever see Kristi Noem, she looks exactly the same. Look, you might think she's super hot, Mr. Elijah Schaefer, sir, but at the same time, that's great. I'm glad that you find her attractive, but if you look at her any other day, she has on the same amount of makeup. And her hair, if you look at her hair, you know, her hair is, it's like shoulder length, but right now it's really long because she has like the extensions sewn in, but it's sewn in. So it's not like she puts them in every day. It's sewn in her head, okay? Okay? So they were saying that she actually put in extensions just to put on the ICE hat so she can look cute with long hair flowing out of the hat. That's not even the case. I was like, dude, she's had these extensions in for over a month. Look at them. They're sewn in. But it kills me. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but it kills me on the double standards. You guys have got to stop this. Well, anyways, there's lots of double standards happening out there, and I remember where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, Paul Ryan. Speaker Paul Ryan, he said that he doesn't believe it's a privilege, I guess, in his mind, to be the speaker, and he was upset that he had to jump in last minute because Kevin McCarthy, you know, was doing his little thing on the side. Well, anyways, he jumps in, and then he says, I've got a list of demands to go along with me being the speaker. And I'm sitting here, I'm watching this, and I'm like, does he not realize what a privilege it is to be the Speaker of the House? How many people can say that they've been the Speaker of the House of the United States of America? I mean, that's huge. I would have fainted, like, just in excitement. I'm like, oh, my God, Speaker of the House. Well, anyways, he says, well, I have to be able to go home to Wisconsin at least once a week. He says, if my kids have any sports games or dance recitals, like, this wasn't a list of his demands. Go back and take a look. In his list of demands, if they have any dance recitals or sports events, he should be able to leave D.C. to go see. I said, wait a minute, what? And look, they signed off on it. And the other Republican said, that's fine, Ryan, if you got to go back and see your dance recital. And I said, this is wild. Anyways, this is what I'm getting to with Annapolis and the 3-day work week. And so nowadays, like, being a public servant isn't really being a public servant. You have people like Representative Jasmine Crockett and others. You know, they think that they're celebrities at this point. They're always doing something to make news. Now, some of it is, you know, to, you know, be the talk of the town so you can bring in donations. And I understand why some people do that every now and again. But then some people take it way too far. And I've actually made a list. And there's both Republicans and Democrats on these lists. I made a list of the Capitol Hill elected officials that truly want to be celebrities at this point. One of them, Representative Jasmine Crockett, the one that now acts like a hood rat, even though we know she's not a hood rat. She went to, like, you know, those private schools that cost a ton of money in Texas. She has a law degree, a very good background, two-parent household. Yeah. Nothing ghetto about this girl, but that's how she, you know, this is what she does now to pander to her base, is she acts like she's like this ghetto girl. And it's made her very famous on TikTok, by the way. She's on my list. I said Representative AOC, she's on my list. Now, a lot of hers, I think, is for branding purposes, because who knows what she's going to do once she's out of office. I would suspect that she would be the headliner on, like, MSNBC or even NBC at this point. I would assume as soon as she leaves office, they're going to be jumping to scoop her up. She's going to have probably one of the biggest contracts known to man, like bigger than Sean Hannity. I guarantee it. She is a favorite for the progressives. Well, anyway, she's one of them. And I also have Representative Nancy Mace. Now, I like Nancy Mace, and she's a Republican, but she does the same antics. Remember, she was walking around the Hill with, like, a scarlet letter or something like that. And, you know, then she was doing the TikToks because of the, what was it? The representative out of Delaware is now trans. And it just seemed very performative. And it's kind of like, dude, okay, we get it, right? But please, at the same time, you are a public servant. Let's make sure we're doing the job. Well, just yesterday, this mayhem breaks out. You have Representative Comer. He is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And then you have Ayanna Pressley. She's one of the squad members. And she's on the committee. And they get into a bit of a screaming match because she wanted to introduce some documents at a time where it wasn't even, you know, at a point where she should have been introducing them. I guess she just wanted to do what she wanted to do. And Representative Comer actually called her out for her antics. Take a listen.
Without objection, so ordered. We've put it in the record.
I haven't entered it.
You have what?
Mr. Chair, can I have several articles. I need to enter them. Let me just go ahead with what the articles are.
What's the next article?
Let me proceed. Data from Texas shows that U.S.-born Americans commit more rape and murder than immigrants.
Listen, this trend of you all trying to get thrown out of committee so you can get on MSNBC is going to end. We're not going to put up with it.
This is my procedural right as a member of this committee.
You can go. You can go with Mr. Frost and Mr. Green.
I'm reclaiming my time.
That's what you want. No, no. Ms. Presley, I have been very accommodating to you, Mr. Subramanian.
And I take particular umbrage as a survivor of sexual violence.
Go.
I will enter into the record. This is my right. Thank you.
No. It is Mr. Subramanian.
Mr. Chair.
No, you know the process of unanimous consent. You are not recognized.
I have several articles to enter into the record.
Mr. Subramanian, if you don't go, we're going to recognize Mr. Timmons.
All right. So that was Representative Comer. And Representative Ayanna Pressley, again, she's one of the members of the squad. So she's trying to enter these documents into the record. Meanwhile, it's not her time. Okay? So she's doing all this when it wasn't even her time to do so. Like, it's not a thing. So he called her out and said, look, we're going to stop doing this kind of stuff so you can end up on MSNBC. And I do agree with him. That's what it's come down to. Okay, remember when Nancy Mace and Jasmine Crockett kind of got into like a little back and forth even with when they were on committee? And Nancy Mace said, you want to take this outside? Remember that? I do believe now we have gone so far away from public serving to literally, I want to be a TikTok star. And I see it. I see it. And again, I see it on both sides of the aisle. And it's like, you know, the more we get involved in these things, the less that we're going to get done for the American people. And it's got to stop on both sides. On both sides. With that, you know, thinking about that, I do want to, when we get back, I do want to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she did it more her first year. I think MTG did do a little bit of the same antics. I will call her out, and I love MTG. But remember when you had Joe Biden giving his State of the Union address, and you had Lauren Boebert and MTG stand up and start yelling? I'll never forget that video because Congressman Byron Donalds was standing, or he was sitting right behind them. And there's like the video showing where he's got this look on his face like, what the heck is going on? But you had MTG and Lauren Boebert screaming at Joe Biden. And it kind of reminds you of what Al Green was kicked out for just a couple nights ago by Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, at the time, I don't know why the Speaker didn't get the House under control then. But I will say that that was not cool. It wasn't cool then. It's not cool now. And so all the stuff now that they're doing in these committee hearings, when we saw Jasmine Crockett, she was in a fight with MTG. Remember, she said, oh, you know, you and your eyelashes. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said to Jasmine. And Jasmine, now she has all these T-shirts where she called Marjorie Taylor Greene a butch body something something. It was like this whole thing. Well, anyways, they have it on a T-shirt now. She trademarked it. And I feel like that's where we're headed, where I think that's going to continue to cause a lot of division. There are many things that I don't agree with when it comes to Democrat policies. We talk about them on the show all the time. But the whole, like, let me get my 15 seconds of fame thing, I don't see how this is productive for anybody. I really don't. But I will give Marjorie Taylor Greene her credit when we get back because she is introducing legislation which is entitled Protect Children's Innocence Act. which is going to end transitioning of children. I think this is very important. We'll discuss when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us. Who is contraindicated from over-the-counter hearing aids, and how would you know?
It's a really good question. There's actually a list online that you can find of patients who are contraindicated or qualifications that mean that you're really not best for an over-the-counter device. And a prescription hearing aid, which is what we sell in our offices and dispense, that is a better candidate fit for you because you have more of the medical treatment of that. So one thing we look for is you don't want to have ringing in both ears. Mm-hmm. Ringing in both ears is okay. If you have it in one ear, it's not okay. Also, you can't have any medical significance, so no surgeries, no real problems with diabetes or heart complications, history of stroke. Those are pretty much contraindicated. And then it goes into some other diseases if you've had a surgery of the ear. If your hearing loss is over a mild to moderate category through the speech range, you're contraindicated. There are certain tests we do for speech and noise and struggling, and if you get over a certain score there, it's kind of contraindicated. And then as a consumer, I'm always thinking, well, how would you know? Right? Because you're just like, my dad needs a hearing aid. I'll go buy it on Amazon or buy it on Best Buy. And then the other kicker is that you really want to have a smartphone because that's really what's capable of programming this. And you want to be able to put in your ear properly and have less instruction to do that. So who's contraindicated? If you fit in any of the things I just discussed, I mean, it's really you're contraindicated from an over-the-counter. And the only way to truly know is to come in. So we can remove the wax. We can make sure it's not an infection. We can make sure that the ear is healthy, make sure it's not a significant problem and none of those boxes are checked. And then we can definitely talk about some over-the-counter devices that are appropriate for you and some that are better than others.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, online, aaiaudiology.com. Call them, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, go see Audiology Associates.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the celebrities on Capitol Hill. I know, it's silly to think that, but we do. We have quite a few of them. And I do believe that they go above and beyond to get attention so that they can end up being, you know, in the media, getting donations, but also getting popularity, more followers. And I don't think that's ever going to change. I hope that it could change, but I don't think it is going to. Shout out to Joe in the text line. Joe said that's a bleach blonde, bad built butch body. Respectfully. That's exactly what Representative Jasmine Crockett said to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you, Joe, for getting me together on that. I forgot how that went. But yeah, you do. You see a lot of these clips now on whether it's like TMZ or The Shade Room. I mean, Lauren Boebert, you know, she was on TMZ for that video that came out of her in the musical theater during Beetlejuice and how she was vaping and she was on that date or whatever. Well, TMZ actually followed her out of the airport when she landed in D.C. from Colorado. And so she was like, you know, of course, crossing over to, you know, pop culture kind of deal. And I understand that's going to happen. If things do happen out of your control, I get it. But I guess, you know, when I'm looking at members of Congress and I'm looking at the important job that you're there to do, I don't look at it as, you know, this vehicle to stardom. And I'm starting to see that. So hopefully we'll see less of that, but I doubt that we will. You know, it was so funny. A lot of people thought that Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna was going to engage in that stuff, but she hasn't because Ana Paulina, you know, her background is, you know, she was in Maxim magazine, a bikini model and all this other stuff. And she is, she's gorgeous. But guess what? She goes to work, does her job and go home. I mean, that's what we need to see, right? But there were a lot of people giving her a hard time during the election cycle saying, oh, she just wants to go to Congress because she wants to be famous. I tell you what, she's been wearing turtlenecks. She's been wearing, you know, three-piece suits. She has not been doing this whole, oh, I want to be famous thing. So shout out to Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna for not engaging in any of that stuff. Well, anyways, I did want to just put this on your plate because Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene posted this clip yesterday. Take a listen.
Good morning, everyone. I need your help with something. Last night, President Trump gave the best speech that America needed to hear. I want to talk to you about a bill that I need your help getting passed, Protect Children's Innocence Act. In the president's speech last night, he said he wants a bill that criminalizes transing children. This is the most disgusting act that is happening in the medical industry. Surgeries that are cutting off children's body parts and all types of therapies that are confusing children to believe that they can change their God-given and the way they were born, their gender, into something it wasn't meant to be. Think about it. Kids can't get a tattoo. Kids cannot vote. Kids cannot make adult decisions until they become 18 and sometimes 21 years old. Why in the world would we allow a medical industry in America to get rich by billions and billions of dollars by cutting off children's body parts? This is morally wrong, and President Trump wants to sign a bill that criminalizes it, and that is exactly what my bill, Protect Children's Innocence Act, does. But here's the problem. Congress moves too slow. I need your help urging Congress, urging our leadership, to help move my bill, Protect Children's Innocence Act, to the House floor where we can get it passed and we can get it to President Trump's desk and he can sign it into law. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene out of the state of Georgia. And I agree with her. I'm right on board with that. I think what some of these parents are doing to these kids, I do believe it's criminal. I think in many cases, this is child abuse. I think I've noted before, I grew up as a tomboy. God forbid. I mean, thank God. I am so happy my mom did not decide to transition me. Right? I love being a woman. But, you know, when I was a tomboy way back when, I would dress like a boy and I hung out with my brothers. I played football and baseball. And that's what I wanted to do because I had brothers. You know, they weren't playing dollhouse. So, you know, it's what's going on is criminal. You can contact your member of Congress here in the Maryland delegation. Unless you live in District 1, I don't know what good it'll do. But, you know, still give it a shot. Let them know that you would like to see this, if you would. If you're against a bill, I mean, sure, contact your legislator and let them know that you're against it. But I do think it's criminal. Coming up next, illegal immigrants being detained in Maryland that are violent. Did you know that some of them are still being released while ICE is looking for them? Yep, we'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Al Green censure resolution has passed the House. The Democrat congressman not only heckled President Trump during this week's speech, he stood up, screamed, and waved a cane in the air. After refusing to sit down, he had to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant-at-arms. The White House acknowledges that talks between U.S. officials and the hostage-holding Hamas terrorist group are underway. The president warns Hamas it will face destruction if it doesn't release all of the captives and does so immediately. The judicial branch, the Supreme Court, is telling the executive branch, the Trump administration, how to spend foreign aid funds, ordering the release of $2 billion in foreign aid money. Blizzard conditions across parts of Minnesota and Nebraska, generated by the storms that earlier this week left three people dead in Mississippi. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 56 points, NASDAQ off 131. More on these stories at Town Hall. www.cubhillbible.com.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. As a Christian pastor and conservative American patriot, I can often clearly see similarities between our nation and the Church of Jesus Christ. Some of the similarities I see involve assimilation. Much like this country is a conglomeration of subcultures, the Christian church today is lacking spiritual unity. People pulling in different directions with no unified purpose is similar to immigrants coming to America and refusing to learn English and become productive members of society. Just as the outcome in our churches lead to division and ecumenism, the end product in America may indeed be another civil war. The way back to peace and productivity in our congregations is a proper understanding of and adherence to the scriptures. The way back to peace and productivity in our cities and towns is a proper understanding of and adherence to the Constitution and the laws of the land. Only then can we finally live in peace and unity. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Orioles and Pirates tonight from Sarasota, and let's hope today's news is better than yesterday. Off the field, opening day for Gunnar Henderson and reliever Andrew Kittredge now in doubt. Both listed as out, not expected to return this spring. And then on the field, Grayson Rodriguez started in a 5-2 win over the Twins, and in his own words, felt pretty sluggish, a noticeable drop in velocity. NFL news, multiple outlets reporting that wide receiver Christian Kirk expected to be released by the Jags, that he'd be a good fit for the Ravens because of this from Eric DaCosta.
You guys know the Ravens. Right player, right price. We don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space.
Ravens need receivers, and Kirk fits the bill. 404 catches in 7 seasons with the Cards and Jags. He'd be a perfect third receiver, better than Aguilar, would fit nicely behind Flowers and Bateman. Maryland basketball last night went to Ann Arbor to take on the Maize and Blue.
Gillespie dropping to Geronimo, and a one-hand flush with a flourish.
Great call, Kevin Kugler had it on BTN. Look out below, Jordan Geronimo with a couple key buckets off the bench. Rodney Rice led with 19. Maryland wins it 71-65. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Grade 8 is 9 away from 99. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Gusty winds today as that storm that brought us the rain yesterday continues to make its way northward. It's a dry day, a mix of sun and clouds, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, but gusts could reach as high as 55 miles an hour today. Temperatures on track for early March, 50 this afternoon. Low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 55. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if they can guarantee the prices of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't. But they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get active liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thursday to you all. We were just talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the bill she'll be introducing on the House floor to protect children's innocence, and that's the name of the bill, Protect Children's Innocence Act. And this is basically to stop the transitioning of children. And she crafted this bill together because she said as she was listening to President Trump's address, she could tell that it is high on his priority list. And this is kind of what we've been talking about before. I mean, they can keep doing these executive orders. That's fine for now. But a lot of this stuff has to be put into law. Christopher in Catonsville, he texted in, terrible that we need a bill to protect childhood innocence, but we do. Kindergarten teachers telling your kid they might not be the boy or girl your mom and dad say you are. Bad touch on the developing mind. Irreversible. Yeah. That's what it comes down to, Christopher, and that's why I said it is. To me, it is child abuse. I do believe that these parents should face consequences. I saw a video that went viral not too long ago. A woman was transitioning her son to a girl that was barely 1 year old. And I thought, now what in the world? And I wish I could go back and find like her gender reveal video and see if she was disappointed that that kid was a boy. Because I think that, too. I think some of these women, and, you know, the fathers are in on it sometimes. But if you notice, it's mostly the moms. Mostly the moms. I think some of them wanted the opposite sex. I really do believe that. Because we see it time and time again. And we usually see where it's transitioning boys to girls. I think some of these moms, because they'll have, like Megan Fox, for instance. And I'll get off of this in a second. But Megan Fox, she's a gorgeous Hollywood star, and she's actually pregnant right now by the rapper Machine Gun Kelly. Don't ask me why I know all this stuff. I spend way too much time online. Well, she's pregnant right now, but she already has three kids with Brian Austin Green. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because that is the Brian Austin Green that was on that show 90210. Remember that? That's how old I am. Yes, I know exactly what 90210 is. Well, anyways, they had three boys. And wouldn't you know it, they're all now transitioned to girls. All three boys are now three girls. So, if you could imagine, it has been a hot button in her comment section now that she's pregnant. And she has not announced what the gender is going to be here. But a lot of people are commenting like, you know what, I doubt Machine Gun Kelly is going to go for this whole transitioning thing. So they're all wondering what's going to happen here. I'm thinking, hopefully she just has a girl, right? Because I think that's what she always wanted. I think she wanted a girl. And then she realized that, you know, maybe one of the boys, she can transition them. And then to get attention, I'm sure the other boys were like, wow, well, mommy's really giving so-and-so attention. So I'm going to transition too. That's another piece of this. Kids get more attention from their parents when they're now like, you know, this whole trend that we see across the country with transitioning of children. It, you know, and like any kid, kids like attention. Kids do bad things all the time for attention. We have a serious problem in society, and it's not that kids actually want to be the opposite sex. There's a lot more going on that we have to get to, and I guess it's one of those things where you get to the root cause. But hopefully Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill here will get introduced. Hopefully it will pass, and hopefully this will help us have that conversation, because a lot of this comes down to, in my view, mental illness. That's what it comes down to, in my view. But not to get on that too much, we'll continue to wait and see what happens with that bill. I'll keep you updated. You've got delegates in Annapolis, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Nino Mangione. They're trying to keep you safe here. And this is not the first time this bill has come up in the Maryland General Assembly, but what it will do, if it passes, and I don't know if it'll pass this time around, I hope it does, but there's two separate bills here.
Kathy Shalega has sponsored, and then the other you have from Delegate Nino Mangione, very similar bills. They're a little different, and I do wonder, because I was looking at them, I'm like, why did they just go together with this? And, you know, what a co-sponsor, what? But they are a little different. I'm wondering if Delegate Nino Mangione believes that possibly if there were less, a little less, I guess, regulations or parameters on the bill, I wonder if maybe he believes it will pass. Well, here's the thing. Here's the gist of it. Both of the bills would address the issue of allowing jurisdictions, right, because we heard about this even in Baltimore County. At the point of, you know, the election, we were told by the ICE director that then Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski was releasing violent illegal immigrants from the Baltimore County jails without notifying ICE, even though they had a detainer request from a judge, basically saying, hey, you know what, when this person finishes their time in the Baltimore County jail, we need you to contact ICE because they could possibly need to be deported. Well, Baltimore County Executive Johnny O at the time, and so many other county executives, even in Howard County, Calvin Ball, they decided that they weren't going to contact ICE and that they're just going to release these individuals. So they put these violent individuals back on the streets. Many of them go back into the communities where they sexually assault people. Excuse me. And unfortunately, when ICE goes to look for these criminals again, we found out from the ICE director that it then costs them money, of course, and resources to go and track them down again. Well, of course, Republicans in Annapolis are putting up a fight to hope in hopes that that doesn't happen. Take a listen.
Now, Maryland, the state, faces similar funding concerns if leaders don't comply with federal immigration laws.
Yeah, Fox 45's Jeff Abel joins us live with the debate in Annapolis over Maryland's interaction with ICE officials. Jeff.
Well, right now, there are hundreds of undocumented immigrants who have committed crimes and are sitting in Maryland jails. Well, federal officials have asked that they be turned over to immigration officials before releasing them, but many Maryland jurisdictions will release them anyway. At the State House today, they were sounding the alarm.
And people with previous convictions.
About dozens of illegal immigrants who have committed violent crimes in Maryland.
For murder, six, carjacking, rape.
And soon to be released from jail.
One of them is convicted of raping a child, a 12-year-old, in front of a 3-year-old. We're not talking about ordinary immigrants seeking a better way of life. We're talking about criminals who've already victimized members of our communities, criminals who should no longer be allowed to walk free in our country.
Delegate Kathy Shalega wants to require local correctional facilities to transfer undocumented immigrants to federal authorities if there's a request to detain them. Right now, at least two local jurisdictions set them free.
We've had certain jurisdictions throughout the state that have, for some reason, just refused to cooperate.
Just as drafted, it cannot work.
Attorneys with Maryland's Bar Association says the proposed legislation simply goes too far.
The bill as drafted starts to create immigration enforcement responsibilities for the state of Maryland, which don't match with federal law. So we think that the federal government should carry out its immigration functions, and the state of Maryland should carry out its criminal law enforcement functions.
I find that to be a horrible excuse.
Delegate Nino Mangione is sponsoring a separate bill which would require cities and counties in Maryland to cooperate with immigration officials at every level.
Why are our law enforcement agencies not working with the federal government to keep violent criminals off our streets?
But in Annapolis, there's reluctance among some and fear among others that refusing to cooperate will bring another act of violence.
Public safety is not a partisan issue. This is a fundamental responsibility of government.
Delegate Shalega has introduced this very same legislation four other times, and each year the legislature has failed to pass it. Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
All right. So you heard that. This bill has been failed to pass, and this is Delegate Shalega's bill that I'm talking about now. They failed to pass that bill time and time again. Now, if you heard there, Delegate Nino Mangione, it sounds like his bill is just requiring cities and counties to cooperate with immigration officials at every level, which would include contacting ICE before allowing them to just leave these county jails. So it's kind of similar, but I could see where somebody might look at it and say, okay, well, that's a little less abrasive, even though both of them should be able to pass. Okay, this, the whole thing is stupid, right? But I think that's why Delegate Nino Mangione went that route. I'm saying think because I don't know. I have not talked to him about it. But it sounds to me that that may be, people will be less fearful of it if they just word it that way. Because, of course, Delegate Kathy Schlage, she introduced this common sense bill as well. And it fails to pass every single time. These are the people that are in charge of making sure that we are safe, right? Public safety is a government function. When you have local county executives, when you have those that believe that an illegal immigrant should have not only just the same rights as we, the American citizens, but even more rights than we, American citizens. Think about that. Just real quick, think about that. These illegal immigrants, they're receiving housing, they're receiving food, they're receiving sometimes cell phones, having everything paid for, right, by us, the taxpayers. And then on top of it, when they get arrested, some of them, again, here illegally, you would think that when the judge says, hey, notify ICE, and it's written on the court documents, you would think those county executives will follow those orders. This is what I was talking about even when I was running. You know, some people would say, well, Kim, you know, you're always blaming Johnny O for some of the things that you see, you know, whether it's the crime, the violence, the uptick in crime in Towson, the more crime we see in Cockeysville or, you know, Hunt Valley. Yes, it has to do with him. You know, see, at these county executives, they are deciding within their jurisdictions on whether or not the police should do their jobs. They're deciding on this. So I'm not joking when I say Johnny O just failed upwards to Congress. That is a fact. Baltimore County has never been so unsafe. Yet that is a basic government function to all the county council members as well. The safety factor in many ways is not there. How many people have called the show, even before I decided to run, how many people called the show from Pikesville and other areas talking about how dangerous it's become in many Jewish communities? And that's a fact. The data's there. I'm not just pulling that out of my behind. We saw the videos because of Ring cameras where people were getting robbed walking out of the synagogue. This is real. And then on top of it, add insult to injury, you've got people in Annapolis that believe, along with these progressive county executives, they believe that illegal immigrants has more rights than you do. So even though they're supposed to be detained and ICE is supposed to be called, there's a lot of them supposed to be deported, even though it's on their court documents signed by a judge, they're saying, you know what? We're going to go above the judge's head. You see, the way things are being done in this state make absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. And I guarantee you, and it's sad that I'm saying this and I feel this way, but I guarantee you these bills aren't going to pass. I appreciate them introducing them. I hope they never stop to introduce them. The same thing with Delegate Mark Fisher. He always introduces a bill that would help us with school choice in this state. You're looking at these test scores. You're looking at these schools. I mean, for God's sakes, look at the kid who shot right outside of Lansdowne High School. Right? There's even a violence factor. And these families don't have school choice as an option. But Delegate Fisher, he introduces it every legislative session. Thank you, Delegate, for doing so. Please don't stop. Because I want it to be on record. Republicans were on the right side of history every single time. They told them in Annapolis, the Republicans said to the Democrats, hey guys, if we allow juveniles to do whatever they want, even after they rob somebody at gunpoint or carjack someone at gunpoint, guess what? The crime and violence is going to get worse. Guess what? They're going to be recruited by gang members because those gang members know that those kids are going to get slapped on the hand and they can use them as corner boys the very next day or to commit the same crimes. The Republicans in Annapolis have said this time and time again. They have been on the right side of history every single time. And then you have people in the state to say vote blue no matter who. We have not had this kind of fiscal crisis in the state of Maryland, whether it's the budget deficit, whether it's the fact that we passed Kerwin or Blueprint, whatever you want to call it, with no funding behind it. How stupid? How stupid was that? And don't sit there and say it was Governor Larry Hogan, because it wasn't. He didn't want to pass that. And what happens? You got a supermajority of the Democrats, and they would override him every single time. Even when he tried to veto some of these bills, they would override him. I don't agree with everything that Governor Larry Hogan has done. Please, you know, believe me on that one. But at least he was trying, attempting to be fiscally responsible. Governor Wes Moore, he feels as though he has a blank check. And then he has the nerve to say, oh, I'm going to help out these federal government workers that are being laid off because they don't do anything. That's not your responsibility, Governor. And again, it's taxpayer dollars that you're talking about. So, I do hope that Democrats are going to finally listen and understand what, you know, it means as far as public safety, understand what it means to actually deal with these illegal immigrants. And this goes back to another situation where if they have the label here, a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state, that what we saw on Capitol Hill yesterday with Congressman Byron Donalds and others, it's time to cut the funding. And I live here. Do I want to see funding cut? Not really, because I know it's going to make my life harder. But if that's the only way that we're going to get to some decent public safety measures, then we got to do it. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. To grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson admits before Congress he has no intention of helping Tom Homan go after illegal criminals. With an approval rating below 10%, this is not going to end well for him. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I know I was yelling there towards the end. I apologize. It just makes me so upset that we don't have basic government functions that are playing out here in the state of Maryland every day. We pay taxes to have a decent public education system. We don't have that. We pay taxes to have, you know, basic public safety measures. We don't have that. illegal immigration. Thank you, Delegate Kathy Schlage. Thank you, Delegate Nino Mangione, for introducing bills to help with that. Where we end up getting those passed. Look, I could say some prayers, and I can also make some phone calls, I'm sure, to some of these very progressive legislators like Delegate David Moon. But will it do a whole lot? No, because in their mind, illegal immigrants are those that are oppressed, and they deserve, I guess, to have more rights than we American citizens. And some people do believe that we should pay for it. And then when you talk to them about it, they say, well, this country was built on immigrants. You know, they got all these other excuses. But many of these people that make the decisions, I don't know if you guys know this, but many of them have money. They live in gated communities and they just don't care. And this is why I've always said, you know what bill I would love to see passed? If you had, whether it was the mayor, the county executives, all those people that have detailed security, I would like to see that removed. And then, you know how I would couch it? I would say we just don't have enough officers on patrol, and we can't have officers with them. It just doesn't work numbers-wise. And look, I guarantee you, at that point, when they're out here on these streets alone, the public safety measures will be there. I guarantee it. That's what kills me about Mayor Brandon Scott. He's always got the security detail. And he's like, oh, yeah, we need safe streets. Why aren't you running around with safe streets? Where is your security detail with orange jumpsuits and no guns on them? You know, it gets me. But his voters, his base, they never seem to point that out. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is. Because many people in Baltimore City, they'll tell you, they rather have police over safe street workers any day of the week. And I agree with them. Oh, man, if we can roll back security on some of these progressives, quote-unquote, that's making our lives hell as far as public safety, that'd be great. Also, real quick, a lot of you did partake in the poll today, and I appreciate that on WCBM.com. And the poll question brought to us by Renovation Real Estate, should the federal government cut funding for sanctuary cities? Still stands 95% say yes, 5% say no. That poll will be up all day, so go ahead and check it out. Also, if you ever miss any of the shows, they are there on the website. Just go to shows, and you'll see Kim Klasick Live and The Morning Drive, Rob Carson. You can see all of the shows there archived in podcast form. So if you ever miss it or you want to share it with any of your friends, please do so. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. Tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. We didn't get to the topic of truancy. So that will be on the show plan for tomorrow. A lot of juveniles, you know, they are involved in a lot of crime when they should be at school. Maybe it's time to hold the parents accountable. All right, we'll discuss all that and more coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy,